With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
First off, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning. You're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Friday, August 22nd. I hope you're well. Coming up,
what's important is how you feel and how you want to react to the information that you've been given.
Nervous morning as thousands await their Leaving Cert results, and Israel wants negotiations to end the war in Gaza. Plus, we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, Benjamin Netanyahu says he wants to start immediate negotiations to end the war in Gaza on terms acceptable to Israel. The Israeli Prime Minister insists he wants to secure the release of the remaining hostages. Earlier, he met top commanders to approve plans for capturing Gaza City and defeating Hamas. IDF spokesperson Effie Defrin says they won't stop until the militants are dealt with.
We will deepen the damage to Hamas in Gaza City, a stronghold of governmental and military terror for the terrorist organization. We will deepen the damage to the terror infrastructure above and below the ground and sever the population's dependence on Hamas.
The UN is warning the latest military move might amount to a forcible transfer of the population. Secretary General Antonio Guterres has outlined what must happen.
It is vital to reach immediately a ceasefire in Gaza and the unconditional release of all hostages, and to avoid the massive deaths and destruction that a military operation against Gaza City would inevitably cause.
Leaving Cert results will come out this morning at 10 a.m. They'll be available on the State Examinations website online, with some students expected to attend schools today for their results. Parents are being reminded to be there for their kids no matter the result. Psychotherapist Isil Twight says students should remain positive.
I think it's important to live in the now and not compare yourself with other people, to really focus on what you accomplished for yourself. And to believe that the future will unfold for you, because hopefully you'll get your course, the course that you wanted. But most people who don't get the course they wanted end up finding a path to something they want to do.
An English tourist is fighting for his life after being attacked in Dublin in the early hours of Thursday morning. Gardaí are appealing for information following the attack on the man in his 40s in Temple Bar shortly after midnight. His condition at Beaumont Hospital has been described as critical. News Talk's Alan Cantwell reports.
It's understood the victim was visiting Ireland on a holiday. He was allegedly kicked in the head after getting into an altercation with another man near the Centra in Temple Bar Square. It's believed he suffered serious head injuries. Gardaí and emergency services responded to the incident at around 12:30 a.m. A technical examination of the scene has now been completed, and Gardaí are appealing to anyone with information or who may have video footage to contact them.
Inland Fisheries Ireland will meet with angling representatives in Cork today over the significant fish kill on the River Blackwater. Local angling clubs who use the river estimate the scale of the kill could be over 40,000 fish. The IFI's official estimate is that between 8,000 and 10,000 fish have died in the last 11 days. The EPA inspected water treatment plants and licensed commercial discharges in the affected area, with preliminary results not reporting anything of concern. Labour's Owen Kenny says authorities must get answers.
And it's extremely important that the people of North Cork receive an answer as to what is actually after happening. The Blackwater River it's an extremely important meeting, because we need to come to some sort of conclusion as to what actually was the cause of nearly 40,000 estimation of fish killed within the Munster Black Waters.
It's going to be another busy weekend for events in Dublin. The Aviva will host the College Football Classic tomorrow, while Robbie Williams will play Croke Park tomorrow night. Blake Boland from Dublin Bus says there are a number of options to get to the venues.
For the Croke Park gig, we have 23 different Dublin Bus routes that go by within roughly a 5 to 10 minute walk of the stadium. And you have another 9 routes that go by Aviva Stadium. But just a little word of warning for people that are coming out of the Croke Park gig afterwards, there are diversions at the Drumcondra end from 10:30 that night, and customers will have to walk a few hundred metres down the road.
In entertainment news, the woman behind the Netflix hit Bridgerton says she doesn't know why people reacted so strongly to the show's diverse casting. Shonda Rhimes produces the Regency period drama, which has attracted attention for featuring actors from a diverse range of backgrounds. The 55-year-old has been awarded the inaugural fellowship at the Edinburgh TV Festival, and Shonda Rhimes says the casting made sense to her.
I think there's something a little bit bizarre for me in the idea that I am writing the show, looking like I look, and that it wouldn't occur to me that there should be more people in the show who look like me. Why would I write something that doesn't include me?
And in sport, in soccer, Shelburne will take a 3-1 lead into the second leg of their Conference League playoff with Linfield next week. Harry Wood's penalty plus second half goals from Mipo Odebeku and Evan Caffrey gave them the win at Tolka Park last night. Odebeku missed a spot kick in the first half, while Linfield were reduced to 10 men following Matt Fitzpatrick's red card. Meanwhile, it's advantage Shamrock Rovers after their first leg against Santa Clara in the Azores. Danny Grant and Danny Maggio got the goals to put the Hoops 2-1 up ahead of next week's game in Talla. And Shelburne manager Joey O'Brien hopes both Irish clubs can seal a place in the league phase next week.
It'd be brilliant, and I'm sure Stephen would be saying the same thing. It's only halfway done for both of us, you know. It's like small advantages in both games, 2 halves to go. So it's it's a great opportunity. And again, it would be brilliant, but there's still a long way to go for both of us.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.
With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.